WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with channeler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's incredible energy consciousness, Mikhail Mir's financial consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with quantum physics and consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends, and this is the second Friday of the month, so we have Tracy McBurney here today.
Hello.
Yay. We love when Tracy's here because I always get like this little healing that happens either before or after the show. We talk about stuff, I get healing during the show. It's always great. Tracy can be found on the net at TracyMcBurney.com. So Tracy without an E, T-R-A-C-Y, McBurney, M-C-B-U-R-N-E-Y.com. And we have an interesting show today, I think.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Well, lots of stuff has been happening, and I think it's interesting. Self-love has been coming up a lot, and not just your stuff around self-love. And I think this will be an interesting show, but it's been coming up a lot because I think there's so many people that get confused with the narcissistic aspect of self-love, thinking that, you know, it's all about me, and knowing that, you know, part of moving into love is about giving love, not necessarily, well, and receiving love, but more about, you know, changing your focus to, instead about what I want, what I need, you know, how can I help you? How can I give you? How can I provide service? But that self-love gets kind of caught in the middle because it's, we don't know where to go with it. So I think that it's a real problem.
Yeah, well, clearly I saw this in this class, which which is kind of what I said, why I said I wanted to speak about it today. So if I can just backtrack for to lead into it, so we'll have a framework for it. First, I'm going to go totally off topic in just what it was that you just said,
okay,
I got a healing just before we started, and sometimes that happens after. And when I'm teaching energy medicine classes, students don't get out of that 12-week program without really internalizing this concept that they, as the practitioner, have 0% responsibility in the healing of another person. Mm. And that I am 100% responsible for the healing of myself, and that I wish to take no responsibility in your capacity to heal heal yourself. That you delivered that to you. What I delivered to you was a piece of information, and what I delivered to you is my gift at being able to help to release a block so that you could accept a different way to frame something. But you still had to accept the different way to frame something, and you still had to do the tick, 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 tick inside of yourself to get that job done. Mm-hmm. And you still had to be the person that was open enough and open-minded enough to sit there together with me in this moment and have this conversation. So I just wanted say that.
A beautiful thing to say, just because I think a lot of people don't understand the relationship between a facilitator or a healer and someone else. But yeah, that is a very good way of putting it.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking it keeps me out of the courts.
Or humble, yeah.
Both. That's good. In both regards. But it's true. Yeah. And I like it. And since I have always felt being the grandchild of the Air Vice Marshal of the Second World War, probably overly responsible, I think it was a really neat place to get to in my own spiritual evolution and work, to really get, what am I responsible for here? Like, I'm responsible for staying as focused as I can in that session with you. I'm responsible for delivering myself to that clear channeling place, but I can't do that for you. I can't heal anything for you. All I can do is deliver a really cool piece of wisdom that comes through my education or the mentors that I've walked with, or just through that clear channel today. I can do that. I can deliver that beautiful field of love and light through a body that I attempt to try and keep as clear a channel as I can, but I can't do anything more than that for you. So therefore, I participated in that way. Yeah. So anyway, we'll move on to another piece. So anyway, you brought up this self-love piece. So before we get into that, I wanted to speak just for a second about cellular frequency memory, because that's how this happened in this class. I've spoken about cellular frequency memory previously in other shows. And to me, what that means is, do the cells of your body, do the cells of your brain, do the cells that make up your heart mind, do they conceive of something? Can they perceive something? Do they understand something? If we opened up a dictionary that was Lori Houston's dictionary, and we were looking up the word happiness, and we looked up happiness in your personal dictionary inside of the archives of your beautiful light body, do you even understand what happiness means? Can you even conceptualize that? Do you get it? And is there a definition for happiness that goes along with the word? Or when you get to the H's in your dictionary, you just go straight past H-A and there's no happiness there, meaning you don't have cellular frequency memory for it. You can't compute it. People around you use the word. You might use the word, but you don't really get it. You don't really get it inside of you at all. I see this in my office a lot, people coming in and saying, I'm not fulfilled. And you just can feel when they're using the word fulfilled that they don't get it. They don't understand it. They're using a word that they don't understand. And that's probably one of the reasons why they don't have what it is that they're looking for, because they have no framework for it inside of themselves. So with regard to emotions, whether that's negative emotion or positive emotion, they're chemicals. And so if you don't have the cellular frequency memory for happiness, and I believe in another program we talked about hope, and a client of mine, I heard the little voice inside of her say to me, I don't know how to make that. She didn't know how to make hope. That was my first indication that somebody could actually have a predicament going on inside of them where they did not have cellular frequency memory for the making of an emotion. They can't make that chemical. All of our emotions are chemicals. It's like recipes that you'd go to in your recipe binder and go, oh, happiness, yes, yes, yes. That's this amount of this amino acid and this amount of this amino acid and a little vitamin C and a little B vitamin and a little of this and a little of that. And poof, there's happiness and lots of it. Oh, look, this recipe says from my ancestral lineage that I can make cups and cups and cups and cups and cups of it. Whereas somebody else can make it, they have the cellular frequency memory for it, but they can only make, according to the recipe book, they can only make 1/8 of a cup, and they can only make 1/8 of a cup of joy at 2 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 days a week. So your most joyful time is while you're sleeping. I see these kinds of things all the time. So why or how does this relate to self-love? Well, the most interesting thing happened in a class I just finished teaching. I had a student asking a question about self-love because we were in heart chakra and we were talking about that particular topic on that day, self-love, forgiveness, compassion, all of the things that are connected into heart chakra. And she looked confused. She asked me a question. I got a really clear sense that she did not have cellular frequency memory for self-love. Now, I've dealt with a lot of cellular frequency memory issues in my office for a lot of years now. And I, you know, it doesn't occur to the teacher, doesn't occur to the practitioner that somebody might not have cellular frequency memory for self-love. It didn't occur to me until that very moment. This was the first day that that possibility was ever on my radar. And I kind of had a gulp moment, like, wow, this is big. This was a realization that went, wow, this is big. And I don't think this is just about her. And in that moment, I feel like I just got taken over by my guides, by other guides in the room. There was an energy. It was like a tsunami just hit in that room. And it was like there was a question that needed to be asked. And that question was to the entire class of 36, how many people in this room have gone to self-help lectures over the last 5 years, have bought self-help books? How many of you have gone to spiritual teachings and all over the place seeking stuff that was going to bring you into a greater level of enlightenment and clarity and maybe feeling better about yourself? And you found in these classes and in these books that one of the secrets that was being delivered was this idea of self-love. And how many of you heard this and heard this and heard this over and over again, this idea of self-love, and you left those books, you left those classrooms, you left those workshops, you got in your cars or you went to bed that night going, I don't get it. I don't know how to do it. I have no idea about this thing called self-love. Everybody in the class put their hands up on that day except two people. And I was surrounded in that classroom by a sea of hands of people ranging from the ages of early 20s to well into their 60s that were all admitting they had no idea how to do this thing called love themselves. And yet they kept hearing about it. It was profound.
Mm-hmm.
And when I asked, every single person that had put their hand up did not have cellular frequency memory for self-love. Somewhere in their journey, that had been lost to them.
Or corrupted, is it?
I mean, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it was an amazing moment. It was an incredible moment. And so I just thought I wanted to talk about that today.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to put that on the radar of people that might be listening to the show and then give them a way out of that. Give them an understanding of how that might have been lost to them. If you believe in other lifetimes, lost to them in another lifetime or this one. A little bit of the where's and why's of that, and then how to reclaim it and how to deliver it to you in an uncorrupted fashion. Not in a way that was written by your relatives, by your ancestors, by your well-meaning ancestral lineage, but in a way that was written and authored by the divine within yourself and beyond. So the divine version of self-love.
And that's an important piece because the part of the work we did right before the show was about the divine
version.
Instead of what we considered to think that we know best, because for whatever reason, a lot of my stuff is around, you know, thinking I have to do everything by myself. So I can't trust somebody else to do it. I have to find my own way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're not alone.
Yeah.
But having said that, we still have connection with this divine within ourselves. Right. But if you're not accessing that part, then you're not accessing the divine version of anything,
mm-hmm.
The divine version of your healing model, the divine version of, you know, achieving that goal. You're just not accessing that divine version. It does live within you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that highest book on the shelf
that I just wouldn't be able to reach right now.
Yeah. And that might be one of the books. I can't reach that high. And I'd say then the divine will come to you. You don't have to reach that high. Ask that it download into you instead of you having to reach up to it. Yeah, fascinating. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, I think you can just do it. You don't have to have somebody do it with you, right?
No,
this
you don't.
This isn't.
You just need to have somebody put it on your radar.
Right. Okay. Because if you do, I'll do it with them so you can do it on me. I don't think you do. So
nope.
Yes. All right. We are talking with Tracy McBurney. And if you have any questions, want to call in now, give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tracy can be found on the net at tracymcburney.com. TracyMcBurney.com. And we're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio The Sky and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and no guarantee is made for the accuracy or suitability of any advice or other information offered.
I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, she gave me love, crazy love. She gave me love, she gave me love, crazy love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Ooh. Yeah, when I come to her, when the sun goes down. Ooh. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Ooh. Take away my heartache, in a night like a thief. She gave me love. She gave me love. She gave me love, she gave me love, crazy love. Yeah, I need her in the daytime. Yeah, I need her in the night. Yeah, I wanna throw my arms around her. Kiss and hug her, kiss and hug her tight. Yeah, when I'm returning from so far away, she gave me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yeah, it make me righteous. Yeah, it make me whole. Yeah, it make me mellow. To my soul, she gave me love, crazy love. She gave me love, crazy love. She gave me love, crazy love. She gave me love, crazy love.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is the second Friday, so we have Tracy McBurney here. We've been talking about cellular frequency. We're going to talk about self-love. We ended with the last break, just about to go into how to download it from the divine, mm-hmm. so that we get a definition that's the divine definition instead of our own.
Yeah, and it really actually is that simple. Obviously, one of my catchphrases in my office all the time is, as is safe and appropriate and highest and best interest. And I get students all the time to write that down in their book. It's like, sure, let's ask for all of these beautiful things, but we don't want to ask for things that are going to create depression for us, that are going to create so much change for us that we cannot assimilate what's going on. We don't want to do things without honoring whatever the balance is, because when you shift something, everything shifts around you, right? So it's highest and best interest of the all. So that would be the only piece is, okay, this has come onto my radar, which is what I said to the students. I can't control if it's in the highest and best interest of the all. All I can do is ask. If it is in the highest and best interest of all of these students in this classroom, and all of them are kind of nodding that, yes, they'd like me to do that, I first ask of this divine within me and beyond, so within them and beyond, to release all blocks, reversals, resistances, interferences, or obstacles of any kind that might be impeding divine's capacity to answer this request. So it's that simple. And so sometimes you'll just feel energy leaving. And then it is literally to make this request. It's like, divine, comes to my attention that I may not have cellular frequency memory for self-love. And I have no conscious idea of when that was lost to me. And I accept that I do not have to know. That I know enough. I know that I might not have it. I know that you always have this available, what has been lost to me at this level of me. And I look to you now to download this and return this to me, to deliver to me your divine version of self-love. So that I might find within me a love of self and a way to love self that I have struggled to know, never known. I thank you, Divine, for your help. Now, I like words. Do you need all these words? No. You need to, when I'm putting out an affirmation, what I say to an energy medicine class is don't repeat an affirmation until you have asked that all blocks, reversals, resistances, interferences, and beyond, that beyond covers off a whole bunch of stuff that you don't understand, have been removed as is safe and appropriate. I'm a Virgo. I don't like wasting time. Like I like efficiency. I don't want to repeat something and find out nothing happened. And the only reason why nothing happened is because there are still blocks in place. If you're a feeling person and you ask for something and you feel no response, that can be a moment of doubting your connection. So if I start with the releasing of the blocks and then ask for what it is that I want, then all of that seems to flow a whole lot better. So then it's just literally asking for that. You want the divine download or the enlightened upgrade. I mean, think computers, the divine download, the enlightened upgrade, the one that's been designed by you, divine. And that divine is within you and beyond. Right? And that's what you want. You don't want return to you, the version of self-love that was made from your mother, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather. I mean, they did their best to download into you what self-love would look like. But we have a lot of corruption around that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of corruption around what love is. And so I just want the unbastardized, unabridged version, I guess, is so to speak, one that is clear, one that is concise, one that is truthful, and one that is divinely guided. So it's as simple as that. The interesting piece was to have one of the students from that class in my office for a session of work, maybe a week or a week and a half after that. And she was already starting to resolve something that had gone on for her in sharing her mother's womb. She was already starting to resolve it because she had a new program for self-love. Right. And having that new program for self-love, it was almost like internally what she was saying in the background is, I love myself enough now that I can let go of defining myself from this place. I love myself enough now that I can let go of defining my worth from that place where my mother and I were in the beginning of my journey. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And all of this was going on in the background. It was not at all something that was consciously available to her, but it was happening because she now had this new version of self-love downloaded into her. What I didn't say before I went into that was, well, how does it happen that you end up not having cellular frequency memory for something? Self-love, happiness, hope. You can end up with no cellular frequency for anything. To me, one of the biggest explanations that comes over and over again in my office is trauma and shock. Mm. In other words, if you think computers again, it's almost like the computer gets a giant surge of electricity from a lightning bolt, much like a shock to your system. And then you go to start your computer and everything's just kind of not working properly and you have to reset stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to go and reboot stuff and you have to put disks in and stuff that I don't even understand. When all of that's happening with my computer, I call my husband.
But, a rescue disk. Yeah, we need a rescue disk.
It's like, dear, help. But when it's happening with the computer of me, I get it. Like I get it when it's happening with the technology of me. So it's almost like we've lost that computer program. We didn't know that we'd lost it. We have no idea what cellular frequency memories perhaps we lost on the day that we were born, if we were traumatized in that event, and a huge amount of us were. How many cellular frequency memories got lost to us or scattered or just aren't available because now they're somewhere. They're still loaded into the computer, but they've shifted places. So you just can't find them. And that's the best explanation I have.
Well, now there's a question. So why don't you ask yourself, do we have or can we get a download for a rescue disc of our initial understanding of who we are? Because the rescue disc will wipe out everything on your computer and download the initial things that were initially on your computer.
Huh. And there's something called a rescue disc.
It's called a rescue disc.
Huh.
That would reboot our corrupted files.
Huh. Interesting.
Play with that. See if that's
interesting.
A possibility.
Interesting. I'm going to have to sit with that one. And in fact, it might actually be something that could be done. The question would that be such a catastrophic change? In other words, one of the things that I learned, can't remember where I learned it, but it came in as truth. When we change too much at one time, it puts our brain into depression.
Oh.
Our brain goes into almost like a catatonic state because it just cannot compute the level of change that has occurred. And it just it goes into that state of just seizing.
Freezes.
Yeah, it just freezes.
The computer froze.
It just freezes. And the freezing protects it from taking in anything more because it can't. So although that might be possible for your computer, it might be more than your brain as we know it in the way that it exists now can take in. But I'll certainly sit with it. I'll sit with it. I'm totally open-minded to sitting with it. There's something that's just going, careful, careful.
Yeah.
And having walked in that vortex all those years ago and having, the equivalent of lightning going up through my body, trying to just move everything out, in 2.5 seconds, my brain was sparking at the end of that little event. So I understand the careful, careful, as being something we might want to be a little leery of.
Yep. Well noted.
Just a thought.
Yes.
But a nice one.
Well,
anyway, I'll
get us through some.
I'll sit and reflect on it. Anyway, so there's the piece on cellular frequency memory and on its connection to self-love. And so cellular frequency memory can be connected into anything. So you can have lost your capacity to be able to compute anything. So if you're one of these people that's walking around right now using words like fulfillment and contentment and happiness and joy and bliss, and you're using the words, but you don't in any way, shape, or form understand what they mean internally inside of yourself, then this might be relevant for you. I think it is worth noting that there have been times where I have been instructed to ask on a client's behalf that all cellular frequency memories, for example, that were lost to them on the day that they were born, as is safe and appropriate and highest and best interest, that they be returned and that they be returned in a divinely enlightened manner. In other words, as enlightened upgrades. Now, I'm sure that there are cellular frequency memories that we don't want returned, which is why I like surrendering all of this to the divine. I'm sure that there are just things that we don't want in ourselves anymore as far as memories are concerned. And maybe part of putting ourselves in these traumatic situations helps to purge some of this stuff from our consciousness. I haven't done much thinking about that, but I would bet you that might be absolutely true. So I'd want to only bring back the cellular frequency memories that were beneficial now going forward.
Cool. Yeah. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. And we got a couple other things we're going to talk about. Our commitment to the divine plan is probably part of it. And maybe we can even talk about what self-love is. I I think I've been maybe one of those people that have sort of struggled with that. All right, you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. She can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Sun's coming out today, staying in, it's gonna find another way, yeah, yeah. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, see the sun from here. Those I've been away. They'll all look at me and say, and they'll say, hey, look at him. I'll never live that way. That's okay. It's just a red change.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Tracy McBurney. Tracy's always with us the second Friday of the month. And she can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com. And right before the break, we were... I guess we finished up the cellular frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think so.
We pretty much have decided that what you sort of discussed around the rescue disc would probably be accurate in that it would just be too much.
I think so. I think he'd end up in the insane asylum, actually.
So we're gonna segue into the commitment to the divine plan, since that was part of what we did this right before the show on me and my not being committed to the divine plan, because we have these other plans that are almost the exact opposite of what we think we want. But.
Well, yeah, and we don't really get it anyway. So what, just to keep everybody up to speed, since you weren't here before the show. So Lori has two frozen shoulders right now, and I was working with you a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And what we uncovered a couple of weeks ago was that even though you were working really hard to bring in the people and things, you were not open to a 100% resolution to this problem, to the unfreezing of both of these shoulders. In other words, the door was closed to that for whatever reason, right? Couldn't see the possibility of it, hopeless, whatever it is. Don't know. Doors closed. And when I went to also test another reversal state, you were not committed to a one. And of course you're not, because the door's closed, right? I don't even necessarily need to go test commitment because the door's closed. So there is no commitment. But you're not committed to the resolution of the problem, but you are committed to something else.
Right.
Like, we're always committed to something. This idea that people have that they're afraid of commitment, we're always committed to something. And it's kind of like, even if it's I'm committed to staying away from commitment, it's like I'm committed.
Right.
There is always some commitment somewhere. And I think we really have to start to get a little bit more conscious about what we are actually committed to.
Right.
And who and what we're committed to. So that was where we went last week. And that's what I could see. And I've been pretty proud of you know, bringing, you know, those things coming in and really getting them and putting them down and being able to teach them and making that whole psychological reversal piece cleaner and better. And then, of course, this new piece comes in the last couple of weeks. And it's not as simple as just committed. It's are you, so we tested you today. You were open, so that nothing had been screwing up there. You were open to the 100% resolution of this conflict, and you were committed to the 100% resolution, reconciliation of this pain. I was just like, yeah, but not committed to following the divine process. So you were committed, but you were still committed to following some other process, mm-hmm. other than following the process that would be designed by the divine within yourself and beyond. So even if you don't want to talk about the beyond, I'm fine with that. Let's just talk about the divine within yourself. That is the part of us that really should be designing the protocols. That is the part of us that I get energy medicine students to turn to when they're trying to help somebody to come to a better place. Right, it's really the only place that I really want to frame any kind of resolution from. And so that's where you were. It's like we left you 2 weeks ago, committed and open, and that was great, but not committed to following this divine process. And we needed to clear that. And how we did that was with Ho'oponopono. We literally I just said to you, please take responsibility for that. We had a giggle about it because I can't take you somewhere that I haven't gone myself. I had not brought this forward in consciousness, so I couldn't deliver that piece to you 2 weeks ago. I absolutely believe that everything comes in divine timing. And so we just Ho'oponopono'd it. Mm-hmm. Just take full responsibility for the fact that although I was open and committed to a 100% resolution to this problem, these two frozen shoulders actually being freed up and completely mobile again, I was not committed to following the divine process for how this was to be done. And I am committed, obviously, to something else.
Right.
What that something else was, we didn't go investigate. You called it your way.
Yeah.
Right? And I went, okay, call it your way. To me, it's okay. Maybe it's I'm committed to following the devil's way. Like I'm committed to following my mother's way.
Right.
I've seen that when I've delivered pieces of information to people that I thought were very helpful pieces of information. And I can think of one person from even just several weeks ago. And this person is very, very connected to following their mother. Very connected to following in their mother's footsteps, very connected to seeing this person as their mentor. So they are very, very connected to and committed to following that person's way. So even if that person's way is not the most efficient way, even if that person's way is the wrong way, even if that person's way is going to lead them over a cliff, They're very committed to following that way to resolve this problem. So it's not necessarily following your way.
Right.
Right. And then we had to take responsibility for the fact that in following another way, you were then potentially opening yourself up, since the divine way is a way filled with grace and mercy. Then you are potentially then filling yourself, you were literally filling your day with a way to resolve your issue that was not making the greatest amount of mercy and grace available to you during this process, and could actually be creating more suffering for you, more pain for you, more punishment for you, more torment for you, more torture for you, more struggle for you. I felt like when I was staring at you that the word I wanted to say was struggle. Mm-hmm. You're committed to struggling more with in this resolution process than you need to.
Right.
And I don't know if that was, we never discussed it, we never looked at it. I don't know if you would call that my mother's way. I don't know if you would call that my father's way. I don't know if you would call that my father's family's way. I just felt like struggle was the word that, and I'm hitting you with this, like she's on the other end of the microphone, because I'm now digging in her field. I love that laugh.
She's going to tell me soon.
And I love that laugh. Do you happen to, if we're going to bring this up to consciousness, do you happen to know, I believe that struggle feels accurate, and I'm confirming that.
Yeah.
So whose way, is there any person that you could connect with where you feel like their way has been a way with a great deal more struggle than maybe you could conceptualize really was necessary or needed?
Well, again, then we're talking about, are we talking birth parents?
That's right. Yes. I forgot. Yeah, you're adopted. That's right. Okay. So it doesn't have to complicate it. It complicates it when parents haven't been honest with children that they are adopted.
Right.
There's no complication if you are, because then we just muscle test it. We just use the body as a pendulum or muscle test it and go, okay, is this the way? Is this the way of your birth father? Is this the way of your birth father? Yes, it is. Is this the way of your birth mother? Oh, big, huge thing forward on your birth mother. Is this the way of your adopted mother? Is this the way of your adopted father? No. So is that in fact the truth divine, that she was more committed to following the way of her mother and father, her birth mother and father, than following her own divine way? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or my way, but my way.
Well, your
to
way
be
was there. Your way
their,
was
yeah,
was
way.
To follow them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was your way, and your way you decided was to follow their way. And then I'd say, is there a part of you that does not, that sees them as your creator? Yes. And is there a part of you that does not see that anything else greater than them had anything to do? Do you conceptualize that something greater than them had something to do with the creating of you? No. Some part of you is stuck thinking, that's it, they are my creators. And so I can't go beyond my creators. Now, I'm not saying all of you. I'm saying maybe a fragment of ego of you is stuck in that place. And so then if that's the way that they create their life, then I can only create my life that way. If that's the way that they heal and make things better, then I can only go that far. And so that would be another Ho'oponopono moment. It'd be like, I take full responsibility.
I take full responsibility.
For any part of me.
For any part of me.
That continues to see.
That continues to see.
That my mother and father. Are all that had a hand in the creating of me.
Are all that had a hand in creating of me.
Nothing more.
Nothing more.
It ended with them.
It ended with them.
They are my creators.
They are my creators.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Now, we've tacked on to something because I can feel energy going up through the top of your head. So what I like to say to clients is if we're on the wrong track, then you don't feel that. And I call that spiritual masturbation, when you're just making up stories and nothing's happening.
Right.
Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. And now, divine, I surrender this healing stream.
And now, divine, I surrender this healing stream.
To you.
To you.
Fully and completely.
Fully and completely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For taking care of this.
For taking care of this.
And completing this for me.
And completing this for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. For delivering those parts of me.
For delivering those parts of me.
To a higher consciousness.
To a higher consciousness.
Where they might now accept.
Where they might now accept.
More had a hand in the creating of me.
More had a hand in the creating of me.
Than just my mother and father.
Than just my mother and father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. For your help. Can you feel that shift?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. And so it could be an inner child piece. It could be an ego piece. We need to move that out.
We need to go to break.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Tracy McBurney. Tracy can be found on the web. This is the type of work she does. It's really amazing. It's very powerful. Of course, we're the ones that are doing the work, but she's the facilitator to allow us the ideas to assist us in doing the work. You can find her on the web at tracymcburney.com, TracyMcBurney.com. And we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Spirit Guide Radio, the Sky's newest network, is seeking spiritual guides who can help our listeners discover their spirit as a radio show host. If you are a professional spiritual teacher or metaphysician that can inspire and empower our listeners' spirit to fly high, Spirit Guide Radio Network wants to hear from you. Call Laura at 309-888-4589. We'd like to hear from experts who can spiritually guide our audience to live life fully, one caller at a time. We seek professionals in the field of tarot, numerology, feng shui, animal communication, exorcism, color therapy, medical intuition, positive witchcraft, neuropathic medicine, herbology, aromatherapy, shamanism, voodoo, reiki, or energy healing, channeling, ghost hunting, the sky's the limit. Spirit Guide Radio Network would like to hear your proposal for developing a radio show starring you. Call Laura at 309-888-4589. Spirit Guide Radio Network is also seeking guest experts to interview on our current shows on air. Call Laura, 309-888-4589 today.
In the empire of the senses, you're the queen of all you survey. All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way, I say. There is a deeper world than this. You don't understand. There is a deeper world than this. Tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean. Every leaf on every tree. Every sand dune in the desert. Every power we never see. There is a deeper way than this. Swelling in the world. There is a deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. Feel it rising in the cities. Feel it sweeping over land. Over borders, over frontiers. Nothing will its power stand. I say, there is no deeper way than this. Rising in the world. There is no deeper way than this. Listen to me, girl. Every breath you
BS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends, and today we have Tracy McBurney with us. Well, this has been an interesting show. I mean, not besides the fact that I keep getting more insight on who I am and why I do things. I wonder now if I have a definition of what self-love is. But shall we talk a little bit about self-love? Or I mean, because there's so much to it.
Okay, there's like a huge amount to it, and I don't profess to be any guru about it either. I feel that there are commonalities around self-love that are there for all of us. In other words, I think self-love is absolutely connected to kindness and compassion, forgiveness, understanding for us when we have fallen, understanding for us when we have made mistakes, understanding for us when we've turned a wrong corner. You know, like just a real open-hearted, like, wow, that, you know, let me just hold you. Let me just hold you and let's go have a bath. You know, let's just go have a bath and be with each other and curl up with a good book after something like that has happened, rather than criticizing, chastising, or ripping a shred out of you, or whatever else it is that we do. And then we might call self-love. See, it's interesting. In class, we talk about love substitutes. Mm. We talk about the things that corrupt our version of self-love. How long does it take for a small child living in a home where they are picking up the indifference of one of their parents, when they're picking up that they're feeling neglected or that they are downright being neglected? How long does it take before that child turns neglect and indifference into love? So that they can wake up the next morning and tell themselves that they are loved in this home, that there is love for them here in this home, right? And we twist and turn stuff like that for ourselves all the time. So self-love to me is all of that. It is listening to yourself in your head and not hearing the criticism anymore. Hearing just a kind, soft version of something coming in to you when you need soothing or calming, or, you know, things have just not gone the way they were supposed to go. I think self-love is a real connection to that divine. I think when we have that connection to self-love, not I think, I know, when we have that real connection to self-love, some part of us knows that we are loved. We know that we are loved inside of ourselves. We know it in our heart. We know it in our being. And so in knowing that, which is connected to that self-love, we're no longer desiring acceptance from another. That's not what we're feeding on, because the reason why we were so desiring of another person's acceptance was because we wanted to know that we were loved. We wanted to know that. And now that we know that, there's no power here. Our world is no longer about how do I twist and turn myself so that I can be accepted by you, so that I can fit in here or so I can fit in here. All of that just starts to fade away. And I think the world just starts to feel more like I am now free to be guided by a light and a love and a wisdom inside of myself that guides me and makes decisions with me on a daily basis. And I'm not motivated. I'm not motivated and driven by the same places that I was driven by before. And that's what I'm experiencing as I'm coming more and more into self-love, is really seeing, wow, I am not driven. I don't feed off the same things anymore, and I am not driven by the same things anymore. And more I just look and say, I am free. I am free. I am free to say what is coming through that is to be said. I am free to travel, to open the doors that I want to open. than that I need to open or than I'm being told to open. I am free from this worry that I won't be welcome on the other side of that door. I hope I'm doing an okay job of it, because those are the things that I'm experiencing. And I think those are the things that are for all of us. And what self-love is connected to as far as is feelings. There's a real letting go of old motivations and drives. Mm-hmm. And a real sense of inner security and a real sense of inner freedom to be who I want to be. And who I want to be is that thing that is so connected to that love coming through. It's the best I can do to describe it. Anyway, you can add to it.
No, it's interesting just because whenever I ask myself that, which, you know, cause I write about it a lot, whenever I ask, I have to get really, really quiet. And the only way I can, you know, come up with any type of answer, which is usually about diving into the heart and being open, is, you know, by making that connection first. And it's, it always amazes me that, you know, why can't I just keep that connection? Like, why would I know how amazing it feels? Why do I not just keep that?
And I think the answer comes because there are things in the background that are driving you, that are motivating and driving you and driving your day. And you haven't released yourself from them. You haven't lifted yourself out of the non-beneficial agreements or what was driving you just a second ago, right? That was not allowing you to accept a divine, I think this was a really very wonderful thing to deliver to yourself today. I think it's got to be easier for you to be in a place of self-love, no longer needing to follow a path of struggle to achieve the goal, whatever the goal is. This time the goal is your shoulders, right? So then I would be looking at your shoulders today and going, thank you, shoulders, you know, for taking me here.
Yes.
For delivering me to this place.
It's going to be far more than that. All right. Well, I think again, thank you. And
welcome. Thank you.
We love having you, Tracy. Can't wait for next month. Yeah, you've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Tracy can be found on the web at tracymcburney.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.